Japan's farmers are getting old. The Ogihara family has been working their small holding in the foothills for generations. But Chuke and Hiroko's only son left long ago for an office job in the city.
I am 68 years old, but among the 50 or 60 farmers in this village, I am one of the youngest. People who are younger than us go away to become salarymen.
The aging rural population is one reason Japan produces just 40% of the food it needs, one of the lowest in the world. In a country with a shortage of farmers, one solution is to make the process of growing food more efficient. And that's exactly what they're trying out in this factory. Indoors, everything can be controlled for perfect conditions. I have to get dressed up like this because at this farm, hygiene and cleanliness is everything. And the last step is to disinfect my hands at this machine, which opens the door. Okay, so what is this vegetable?
この野菜はルッコラと言います。
So that's rocket.
はい.
And this one?
ほうれん草。こちらがロメインレタスになります。
This is romaine lettuce.
はい.
Right.
どうぞ召し上がってください。
The electricity bills are huge, but with the crop on shelves reaching from the floor to the ceiling, it needs less land, expensive in Japan. Under the lights, the plants grow quickly, so there's a harvest every day. There's no loss to disease, no insects, and it can be done with fewer workers than conventional farming.
This is still at the experimental stage, but I believe we are going to see more indoor facilities like this one in the future. We can grow a stable supply of safe vegetables that are of high quality.
So far, the company grows only enough to provide its own chain of restaurants with salad, but there are plans to expand. High-technology farming could be one way for Japan to reduce its dependence on imports to feed itself. Roland Burke, BBC News, Yamanashi.